This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein.
Thursday, December 14th. God's word for you today is by God. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 118, verse 15 to 16. And it says, songs of joy and victory are sung in the camp of the godly. The strong right arm of the Lord has done glorious things. The strong right arm of the Lord is raised in triumph. The strong right arm of the Lord has done glorious things. Welcome to your season of testimonies and miracles. The river of God is flowing already. Just dive into it. It is so powerful, what God has done and is doing even right now. The story of your life will be rewritten in a greater dimension in the mighty name of Jesus. Your story will be that of divine lifting, as God Himself will lift you up in the name of Jesus. Regardless of who you are, God can still lift you up. Regardless of where you are, God can still lift you up. Regardless of what you have done and what you are unable to do, God can still lift you up. No matter how low you are, you can be lifted. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 8 says, He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump. He sets them among princes, placing them in seats of honor. For all the earth is the Lord's, and He has set the world in order. Even if your situation appears to be the dust or garbage dump, that is as low as it gets. God will lift you up from the garbage dump and set you among princes in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter how low you think you are, God can and will lift you up. No matter how high you think you are, listen, there is a reason why God is called the Most High. He can and will still lift you up. You may think you have so much money and you are wondering how God can lift you up financially. By the time God is done, what you have right now will be like change. Job, in chapter 1 of the book of Job, was the richest man on earth. He was at the peak of his business life. In Job chapter 2, Job was so afraid of coming down that when his children have a party, he will perform sacrifices to God just in case they offended or angered God. God must have been looking at Job and saying, I am trying to bring you up. Why are you afraid of going down? The problem is, if you think you are big, the only thing you are afraid of is coming down. But if you know that beside the Most High God, you are still a boy or girl, no matter how big you are, you will know that the only place you can go is up. Job chapter 42 verse 12 says, so the Lord blessed Job in the second half of his life, even more than in the beginning. The God of heaven will bless you. For some reading this even now, you are about to enter that second half. Do you receive it? God allowed certain things to happen to Job, and God was saying to him, are you ready now? And then God lifted him in a way that his second half was far greater. I am praying for you as God lifts you up, because He will. Your second half will be far greater in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father, it is my season of second half blessing and lifting, and I will be lifted for your name's sake in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.